Podtackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 627, Helmet Gate, recorded live on May 3rd, 2018. Everyone, welcome to Podtackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Deathstorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back for another week of Halo news goodness. Nothing too crazy. No crazy news this week. Controversy or any of that kind of stuff. That's last week. This week is a little light on the news, which kind of helps because we've had a couple long podcasts for the last two. So it's nice to kind of take it easy for a night.
Yeah, it'd be nice to go to bed at somewhat normal time.
Yeah, for sure.
Provided we don't have tornado watches tonight.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's do a quick recap on last week's play night and potential recording of a certain video series. So how'd we do on Friday?
We did really great on Friday. Had a lot of fun. Rocked it in some Super Fiesta and Big Team.
As you do.
We're really good in Big Team.
Nice.
Yeah. We only had one match that was the Super Sweats. And unfortunately, we were on the losing team of that one. But all in all, we had a lot of fun.
That's good. And last week we had, Shoddy Snipes that came out?
Yeah, Shoddy Snipes.
So not too much action in there, I'm guessing.
No. Me and shotguns and sniper rifles don't get along. I'm sorry. I shoot people in the face. They don't die. They shoot me in the face. I die. I can't figure that one out. I'm serious. I just cannot figure that one out.
It's like, what's wrong here? It's almost like your shotgun spread just is not effective.
Well, I think the bullets just vanish. Because half the time it doesn't even seem like they take shield damage.
Yeah, shotguns can be finicky sometimes. And that's kind of like every Halo game.
Between the shotgun and the scatter shots.
I think the most satisfying shotgun through the normal shotguns throughout the Halo games would probably be the Halo 1 shotgun.
Well, I like the Blaze of Glory.
Yeah, I'm just
talking about like, the kill people shotguns. With.
Well,
the regular shotgun, yeah. Yeah, the regular shotgun, let's see, what it have, a 15-round clip?
For Halo 1, I thought it was 12.
Maybe it was 12. Yeah, it was 12. You could fire that thing for days.
Mm-hmm. It's so satisfying too.
And then you hide around a corner for 10 minutes while it loads.
And at least for the Halo 1, you could see the shells or particular from the shotgun blast and where they went. I
was never paying attention to what was coming out of the end of the gun. I was more concerned about what was running at me, aka flood form.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time I really use the shotgun is on the library.
For the most part, yep. And any other flood mission afterwards.
Pistol and a shotgun, all you need. Well, I guess you could. The AR was pretty good for the little infection forms. That wasn't bad, but
for the popcorn ones, they were. But for the combat forms, you definitely wanted a shotgun.
For sure. And with the Combat Evolved Anniversary, then you get the bandana skull, and then you have unlimited shells.
There you go.
It makes the library so much easier when you don't have to worry about ammo.
That is very true. It also does the infinite grenades, right?
Yeah, you infinite plasmas and infinite frags. So you can just rain fire on the flood.
It's like it's just a minefield that's just exploding in front of you as you're walking along.
Although you have to be careful with the infinite grenades.
Chain reaction. Because
if you throw them too quickly, the one you throw first might blow the second one you throw back at you.
Yeah.
depending on how far that, you know, how far away it lands. So you want to make sure you're spreading them out and giving them plenty of time to settle before you throw the next one. Oh, there's been a couple of times I was spamming grenades, and next thing you know, a frag grenade explodes behind me and I die. I'm like, where'd that come from?
It's like, oh, it flew up above my head and then behind me, and then I blew up.
Oh, I've sent plasmas into low orbit.
Kind of reminds me of the Warthog jump a little bit. Just chain reaction of grenades.
Oh, yeah. And then all the grenades that the enemies normally drop, they start exploding too.
One big, nice chain reaction. It's kind of crazy. What about achieving Halo? Did that get done this weekend as well?
Unfortunately, no, it did not. No one was available. So,
all right.
If you are available or want to be part of it, please shoot me a message either on Xbox Live at Godzilla Todd or on Twitter at, or sorry, on Xbox Live at Godzilla T and on Twitter at Godzilla Todd. And we'll get a time scheduled and get you in.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for the quick recap of the weekend. This coming week, we have Triple Team as the second feature playlist. So I don't know if we'll probably be doing that. I'm guessing that could be an option depending on how many people there are. But that should be fun. We don't see Triple Team that often.
No. I think, but we've only seen it once. Once or twice.
That sounds right. But yeah, it's three teams of three. I think for the most part, it's some objective and mostly Slayer, but it is in there for a couple weeks now. It just came out today, which is May 3rd, which, by the way, tomorrow is May the 4th be with you, and then there's Cinco de Mayo the next day. So have fun with those. And let's jump into the news. Following up from the update last week, we didn't have a chance to go through the Operation Trebuchet Q&A that was done. So I had a chance to read through it. GT, I don't know if you had a chance to read through it, but I thought we kind of glance over it a little bit, hit some of the high points, and then maybe look to have the mod team on the podcast at some point in the near future.
Yeah, that would that would be good.
So you get a chance to read through the Q&A stuff at all?
I was able to read through part of it, but I never got the time to go through the whole thing.
Yeah, just kind of glance over it. That's okay. There's not too much in-depth stuff in here, but for those who don't know, Arma 3 is a PC game that is very much kind of a large open environment squad-based kind of like RTS combo real-time strategy first-person shooter environment, so to speak. And what the Operation Trebuchet team has done is created / imported models and assets that are all Halo related into the Arma 3 game. This is all on Steam, so you can get Arma 3 on Steam, and then there's a Steam Workshop link that the update links to grab the Operation Trebuchet mod. So for anyone that's interested, I actually did just purchase Arma 3 and subscribe to the mods. I'm going to probably check it out either this week or next weekend and see what it's all about. But we have a couple of iconic things within the mod, namely some of the weapons, the Warthog, the Scorpion, and the Pelican. So you have kind of your mainline land vehicles from Halo, and you have your air vehicle being the Pelican. And there's a couple of other vehicles that they've also created as part of the mod. Since Arma 3 has some bodies of water in it, they have a boat, I think, that they've modeled for part of the scenarios that they run through. And let's, I guess, jump into the Q&A stuff then.
Sounds good.
They had seven different team members on for the interview, and Kenneth Peters was the one that conducted the Q&A with the Operation Trebuchet team. The one guy that kind of seemed to lead it off is Tyrone, who is one of the original co-founders of Operation Trebuchet. Broke off from another mod that was kind of Halo-focused. I'm guessing it's called TEI, and I don't know what TEI stands for. I didn't see a explanation of the acronym anywhere. But it looks like there was a Halo mod for Arma 3 a while ago, and then part of the team kind of broke off, and then the team that kind of kept developing it developed what now is Operation Trebuchet. And they had some 3D modelers, some weapon designers, terrain editors, texture modeling, configs, integration, and a bunch of different roles that kind of helps flesh out the team. Some of them have even have experience in the industry in their field. So there's a good mix of straight up fan mod creators and professional creators within this mod, which is good to hear.
Yeah, it was a nice mix. That's impressive.
And one of the guys in here who goes by the Dog 88, he's actually active U.S. Army. And that's kind of cool that you have someone that's active duty in the military working on basically what is a kind of a military scenario combat environment to kind of put in that almost real world experience into the game and kind of help flesh that out. So that's really cool.
That does definitely give the team a different point of view. And, you know, that definitely helps with the realistic portion of the mod.
For sure. I think he has a lot to contribute to this. So the main part of the mod from a lore perspective is it takes place kind of before the Covenant War. So there's a lot of interest throughout a lot of the creators to make something that is more of what the Marines would be experiencing. Look at the infantry of Halo, not necessarily from the eyes of the Spartans. So that's kind of the main focus of the Arma 3 mod, is to take a look at the Marines and the infantry throughout the Halo universe.
Well, one of them actually said they wanted to focus more, you know, on the insurrectionist fight than the Covenant fight, because, you know, in the extended lore, there's, and in the games, there's really not that much focus on the insurrectionists. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're out there, but as far as actually fighting them, there's not much there.
And we've seen splatterings of it, and the big one obviously was Fall of Reach, where we saw a big amount of the insurrectionists, but we haven't really seen much since then. You're right. The only thing that I think we've seen remnants of is Retribution a little bit. And then the next book that we'll get to in a little more detail, which is Silent Storm, is also going to be showing a little more of the insurrectionist side as well. And it seems like that's been an untapped area of the Halo universe for a long time. Part of that is probably just due to, I think, the way Halo has been perceived by the masses, and it is that you don't want to necessarily show human against human conflict. And it's, I think, more easier to digest humanity versus another alien race.
Oh, yeah, it is. Whenever you start dealing with human-on-human conflict, it relates to real life
experiences
too easily, you know, to, you know, just what's happening in the world at that time. And, you know, when people are reading science fiction, they don't really want a lot of reality in their science fiction.
At least not where,
you know, they want it to be believable, but, you know, they kind of want to get away from what's happening in the world. You know, they don't want to have to think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no more than is necessary to kind of get the point across or to get the story moving forward.
So I can see why, you know, people don't really focus on that side of the Halo franchise.
I mean, it's a fascinating part of the Halo story, and in some respects, I wish it was a little more fleshed out. I wish we did have a little more backstory on how the insurrection came to be, how the expansion of humanity across the galaxy happened, and then where the the separation of the outer colonies versus the inner colonies really start to settle in. I think that's more appropriate for the books if 343 were to ever go down that route, and it seems like that's kind of where it's headed for the most part from the past lore that we've gotten about the insurrectionists. I don't think a mainline game would really do that well if it were that in that arena of the Halo universe.
Well, I mean, it's all really dependent on how it's done, but it definitely makes things more difficult.
Well, you might have the whole UNSC, maybe insurrectionists versus the created in Halo 6.
This, who knows?
Maybe it'll be a joining of the inner and outer colonies to fight a common enemy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they've already kind of set that up with what's out there already. You know, the insurrectionists aren't exactly happy about what Cortana's doing, because, you know, they're basically going from, in their eyes, one person that is subjugating them or one entity to another. Yeah, and they want freedom from that. So
kind of the whole Civil War mentality.
So that'd be interesting.
That covers a lot of the Operation Trebuchet specific stuff. They do have some more assets planned, and they are looking for more help if anyone has experience in making modding content or textures, models, any of that kind of stuff. So if you are interested in any of that, then you can check them out on their Discord channel. There's a link to that in the community update with the questionnaire. They also have a Facebook page and a couple of different videos out there on the mod already. There was also another question in here where Kenneth asked them what each one's favorite Halo was, and there was a pretty moderate consensus for Halo 2, with another kind of smaller one being CE and Reach. Another little random tidbit from the interview. But I just purchased Arma 3, got the mod subscription, so I'm going to hopefully check it out at some point here, not in the too distant future, and see how it feels, and maybe try to get some of the folks on for a podcast. So thanks, guys, for all your hard work. Looks like it's paying off, and you've gotten the recognition from 343, which is awesome, so keep up the good work, and if you're listening to this podcast somehow, then we look forward to having you on, hopefully, within the next couple of months. That's all we have from the last week update to catch up with. I am pretty sure there has not been another community update posted yet. And I just checked, there isn't one, so we'll go ahead and move on.
The show's not over with yet.
It's not over yet. No, he could try to sneak something in at the very last minute, as he tried to last week.
No, Grim wouldn't do something silly like that, would he?
This is Grim we're talking about. He totally would. Next thing we have is Silent Storm. There is a first look at the cover and with a little short description of it as well. Basically, this is going to be a story behind, I'm guessing, Blue Team. It says John is basically leading a group of Spartans on their Covenant counterattack. So I'm guessing it's Blue Team. I wouldn't see why.
Actually, I think it's actually said Blue Team in there, didn't it?
Not in the little three paragraph thing. Maybe somewhere else in there.
Silent Storm follows the Master Chief and his fellow Spartan 2 teammates within Blue Team.
Okay. So yeah, that was okay. That was outside the little three paragraph thing. I just skimmed over the rest. Maybe I should read the whole thing next time. Anyways.
Maybe.
Yeah. So Blue Team, and this is going to be taking place, I guess, pretty much smack dab in the middle of the Fall of Reach, between when they graduated, quote-unquote graduated, as in they got their armor, to when they jumped ahead towards the actual Fall of Reach. So I guess somewhere... Well,
from where they're talking, it's you're taking 25-26... is the year that they're talking about. So that would be before Reach, because Reach didn't fall until, like, was 2553?
Right, but no. The fall of Reach was, I think, no, because First Strike was the third book, right? Yeah, so it's in the middle of Fall of Reach, because Fall of Reach is where you see Dr. Halsey pick up John and the other kids. So it's like smushed in the middle of Fall of Reach somewhere.
No, I meant it's before the Fall of Reach, not the book.
Oh, okay. Fall of Reach. Gotcha. Yes, it is before the Fall of Reach, but during the book Fall of Reach. Yes.
So it would be, yeah, between the first, you know, like Cole Protocol and the Fall of Reach in that time frame.
Right. So this is going to be another little look into the Insurrectionists a little bit. Because one of the things is a coalition of rebel humans are trying to make sure that the Spartans don't succeed in their plans, and they think that the humans should be partnering up with some of the Covenant. Which we've seen little tidbits of through some of the Halo books, where human colonies have actually worked side by side with some of the Covenant factions.
Yeah, but there's always seemed to be an ulterior motive on the Covenant side of it.
Of course. It's an upper hand.
Well, like in the Cole Protocol, you have Kid Yar and Ungoy working with rebels in, you know, this asteroid belt colony called the Rebel. And the only reason they're working with them is because they're trying to get the coordinates to Earth.
So they're trying to play buddy-buddy, but at the same time have ulterior motives.
You know, their whole reason for being there is because when Madrigal was being destroyed, one of the characters, and I can't think of his name right at the moment, had reached out to try to bargain with the Covenant. Well, no, sorry. Right after the glassing of Madrigal, there's a salvage ship roaming around. He tried to strike a bargain with them, you know, for trade type deal. And, you know, that ship left and took this communication back to the prophets. Well, to one of the prophets, like Truth. And they started working on this plan to get the information by being all nicey-nice with these rebels. You know, we're on your side and all this stuff.
But maybe not.
But maybe
who
not.
Who knows?
Until Gray Team stuck their nose in it. And then, you know, we all know how that works out.
Yep. I need to reread that, though.
It's a good book. I liked it.
This book is going to be available on September 4th. It's available for pre-order now from Amazon. So I will make another little short link, podtacular.com/silentstorm. We'll take you directly to the listing so you can pre-order it. Right now it is $16.92 on Amazon, down from the normal list price of $19.99, 15% off. So take your time to get it discounted. And the nice thing about the Amazon stuff is if you do a pre-order on it, you are guaranteed at least or at most that price when you pre-order. If the cost goes down, then you will get whatever the lowest cost is of the item whenever you pre-order it. So that's a nice little thing that Amazon does. If you feel so inclined to do that, then I would definitely recommend that you do. So by the time this podcast is over, the link will be there, but it'll just be podtacular.com/silentstorm, and it'll take you directly to the listing for the book to grab. We did mention the triple team. Again, that's the 3v3v3 that will be available for the next 2 weeks. Remember, we are into two different rotational playlists now, altering every other week. So we've got Shoddy Snipers and Triple Team up currently. So go in and have some fun with both of those, if both of those are your cup of tea. And then we'll see another change next week.
Yeah, shoddy snipes will go away, and they'll replace that with what? What was that?
Is it Castle Wars next week?
I think
it's Castle Wars next week. I don't have the list up in front of me, but I think that's what it is, and I am going to be very excited for that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'd definitely be playing some Castle Wars, that's for sure.
We definitely do. Another little tidbit of news is there are some game type testing for competitive Halo. So they're testing out some new settings for Halo 5. I think they're kind of, and I don't know if this is just community doing it, because this is something that someone kind of brought attention to me in another place, but yeah, they're testing some new game mode changes for the competitive scene, probably for the next Halo 5 season, which will probably be the summer season, which will probably kick off in either late June or early July timeframe. So we have a couple months of downtime before we see any more competitive Halo really crop back up. That's it for the news this week. Pretty short week, pretty light week, which is nice. Couple of community things. I don't know if you saw this yet, GT, from the show notes, but there's someone that did a Warden Eternal cosplay, and it is scary good.
Yeah, I actually saw that over the weekend, I believe it was. Somebody posted it on Twitter. And that, yeah, it looks wicked.
At first, it almost looked just Photoshopped. But it looks really, really good. It has all the lighting effects, has kind of like the floating armor pieces almost.
It's almost as good as that Didac costume I saw.
Yes. I don't even know if it's done by
the
same.
The reason is just proportion. And I don't care who you are, you can't get the proportions right on Warden Eternal when you're 6 foot tall. Because he's like 12 feet tall.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard going to be, can be hard, always hard to get some of the cosplay stuff accurate. But for what they did, it is pretty on point.
Oh, yeah. They did an awesome job.
They also modeled his little sword thing, too, which looks really cool. I mean, if I saw that thing in real life, I would definitely jump.
Well, I don't know if I'd jump, but I'd be very impressed.
Well, I'd jump and then be impressed. Because it's like, whoa, that shouldn't be there. And it's like, oh, wait a second. That's a cosplayer. It just looks so good.
Yeah, does it say how many hours they have in it?
I don't see anything in the Reddit post. I don't know if there's probably like a post on the 405th somewhere about the build, but I haven't looked over there yet.
I'm sure it's probably not hours, it's weeks, but
oh yeah, this is easily an 80 hour build, I would say.
No, most definitely.
This thing is crazy good though. Check that out on Reddit or Twitter or Facebook if you haven't found it already, because it is awesome. That's really all we had for tonight.
Have you had a chance to do any matchmaking since the May update?
I have not done any matchmaking, no. But I will probably be jumping in to start getting my rank again since there is the new season. So
yeah. I've been working on my SWAT rank, and so far I'm 6 games in, and every game has been within about 5 points.
That's good.
Between 5 and 15 points. They've been close games. It's been a battle to pull the wins out.
I guess they've kind of pulled in the data from the old true skill system, and they're morphing it to the new system. So that's
all the information was there. It was just that this true skill wasn't looking at all that information.
Okay.
But I'm so far, it's looking really good. You know, because I'm playing against either no rank players or people that rank where I normally rank. You know, in the top tier gold or platinum. And that, you know, that's where I usually fall when I qualify, is top tier gold or tier one, tier two platinum. And I mean, you know, like out of these six games, I've won four of them.
That's good.
And, you know, I haven't felt outmatched during the game. Matter of fact, one of the games I actually pulled off an overkill.
Very nice.
I was really impressed. If he'd have got there just a little quicker, I'd have had an extermination.
Nice. Those things are always satisfying when you can get them.
Oh, definitely.
I think for the most part, I'm looking forward to, like, whenever we go into, like, the social stuff. Like, most of the time, it's just in there for fun, but having it be a little more even, I think, kind of makes it a little more fun. So that's, I'm looking forward to that kind of stuff, too. One of the other things regarding the playlist stuff, though, is the elimination stuff. I want to go in and try, because they have the original Breakout, Breakout 2.0, and then Extermination. So I want to get in there and play that a little bit. I might try to actually rank in that and see what happens. We shall see. That, I believe, is going to wrap it up. We haven't looked at our Spartan Company in a while, so going to take a quick look at some of the combinations in there. And actually, since I just kind of pulled it up and we were talking about the back and forths a little bit, we are, as a company, 49% win for Arena and 50% win for Warzone. So we're about neck and neck with that. No. We have played 554 days of Arena and 413 days of Warzone.
We got a pretty good split in the community.
And it looks like for the Arena stuff, for the CSR, we're mostly split between Platinum and Onyx, with the next two being the Diamond and Gold. And three of them are in Championship.
Yeah, we have 25 in Onyx, 18 in Diamond, 26 in Platinum. That's actually pretty cool.
It's pretty good, actually. We actually have a pretty good group of people that know how to play Halo.
And we have zero in Bronze.
Way to go, Pins.
Well, that's... I wonder if that's just current season, or if that's just people that started to play and never actually ranked in the playlist.
I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, no, that's all time.
Well, I think it's an all-time average.
Yeah. Yeah, that the default page is all time. For the current season, we have 94 out of 96 that currently don't have a rank.
Well, yeah, the ranks just flipped.
Yeah, we have one that's a Platinum and one that's an Onyx.
Cool. I usually either Diamond or Platinum when I play SWAT. I usually either am in a high plat or a low Diamond for SWAT. Anyways, let's get onto the kill commendations. We still have two in the level four. One of them is very, very close to being done. This one could be done by next week. The Pain Train. Kill an enemy with a Spartan with a shoulder bash. We need another 19. Only 19.
I tried to get one tonight, but he shot me in the head.
SWAT is actually not too difficult to get them on, depending on what your situation is and what map you're on. So, yeah, that could be...
The funny thing is, they chased him halfway around the map.
And then he turned around and it's like, nope. And then the one that is the hardest and will probably always be the hardest is killing Marines, which we still need another 1,322. That's a lot of Marines.
So we still need over 20,000 kills to complete the commendation.
Yeah, yes. And we're not even halfway there. Well, it was 3,400, maybe? I forget. It's we might be close to halfway there for the level 5 part of it. I'm not sure.
Well, level 5, if I remember right, was 19,400 kills.
On top of it?
on top of
okay
the 19,200.
Okay. So yeah, we're not even halfway. We'll see what happens when Halo 6 comes around.
Gotta love this math, huh?
Our two closest level 5s, by a pretty significant margin, are quickly kill 3 or more enemy Spartans. And I like the nice round numbers on this because it makes it really easy, but we need another 1,100 for that one. And then Grand Theft, which is hijack a vehicle or skyjack a flying vehicle, we need another 255? Yeah.
You notice they make these things called calculators.
I got my brain. It's quicker to do in my brain than typing calculator and then typing in the numbers.
Oh, okay.
It's nice mental exercise, too. But yeah, 255 vehicle or skyjacks for the closest two level 5s that we have. Which isn't too bad. It'll take some time, but those aren't too bad. I believe that's all she wrote for this podcast. Nothing else that's too huge in the community right now. Still no update on if we're going to do a kind of roundtable podcast regarding the El Duido stuff, but keep tuned to that, to us on Twitter, and we'll let you know if that's going to be happening or not. And we'll be back again next week for more news. I'm actually reading through the Halo 5 trilogy again to kind of freshen up on some stuff since I actually never finished it. We might be kind of halting on doing a book podcast for a little bit until I can catch up on that. Or we might just kind of do a Halo 5 trilogy overview at the end of it. Probably June will be our next book podcast, would be my guess.
All right. Well, just you thinking about just doing an overview of the whole series, or you want to do individual books?
Probably the whole series. I'll have a better feeling for it whenever I actually finish through the whole thing. I know there's a lot to cover through the three books, but I think there's some shortcuts that we can take on summing up certain things. So we'll see how it kind of feels.
Oni does bad things.
Yeah.
A lot of bad things.
Yeah, they do.
But it's Oni.
It's kind of to be expected a little bit. We'll go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. Make sure you check us out on our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mixer, Twitch. We have our Spartan Company and Xbox Club. I think that's pretty much everywhere you can find us. If we have it, just search Podtacular and it will take you there. Also, make sure you check out the latest loot crate. It is it's not Arena anymore. What's the latest one? Should have been prepared for this. But it's available for order until June 15th, and it is Truth Foretold. It's another kind of covenant themed crate, so that should be...
I foresee a prophet. Oh.
Maybe a prophet of truth?
Maybe perhaps a prophet with a really big hat.
Since the heads are really big, that would not surprise me. Head on over to lootcrate.com/podtacular or podtacular.com/lootcrate, either one, and then use the code podtacular at checkout to get $3 off of your crate. You can pre-order the latest Halo novel going to podtacular.com/silentstorm, and that'll take you straight to the book listing on Amazon. Remember, any price that you get pre-ordered, that will be the max that you pay. If it goes down in price, then you will get the cheaper price for the duration of the pre-order length. If you're interested in getting either a Kindle or a hard copy version, better to get it now than later. If you primarily shop through Amazon, that is.
I'll just wait for the audiobook like I normally do.
Or
they don't cut us any deals.
Yeah, that's not fun. That's not fair. They don't have the audiobook up for pre-order quite yet, but I'm assuming
they will. Almost never do.
Okay.
They don't. The audiobook format usually doesn't show up until the day of release.
Gotcha. Make sure you check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming specific shows, including Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find out more about all of those podcasts over at thepodcast.com. Also, check out a new Discord server, which is focusing on community content, started by none other than our former community manager, Haas. You can find out more about that over at the Twitter account, the Halo Hub, with an underscore at the end, because some people have been sitting on the Halo or Halo Hub, and then the Halo Hub is a suspended account, which kind of sucks. But yeah, head on over to that and check out the Discord. There's like a lot of different channels in there to highlight community content, and it's kind of just a place to share Halo content, since there really hasn't been a place that does that, which kind of surprised me a little bit that there's not really a Discord that had done that before. But if you're a podcaster or an art creator, Forge creator, streamer, YouTuber, competitive person, montage maker, machinima maker, then there's a channel for you to share all of your stuff with the community at large. We have quite a few people in the Discord server already. We're kind of getting up into the 60-70 people range, so we would like to see you guys on over there. That'll wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks everyone for joining and sticking with us for this incredibly short show, which is a nice kind of breather for a change. Make sure you check out our game night on Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by none other than GT himself. And then I also have my stream on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. This week I'll probably be streaming either some Halo 5 or some achievement hunting in MCC. So probably one of the two. And we'll hopefully get to see you guys over there. Any last things, GT?
No, not tonight.
All right. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll catch you guys on tomorrow for game night. And if not, then next week for the podcast. Later.